Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Gimble. On this day, February 4th, 2017, Black Sabbath plays the final show of their nearly 50-year career with a two-hour send-off in their hometown of Birmingham, England. Vocalist Ozzy Osbourne, guitarist Tommy Iommi, and bassist Geezer Butler played a 15-song set, ending with their first hit, Paranoid. As ticker tapes and balloons fell, Ozzy thanked the fans and waved goodbye. On this day, in 2016, Signe Anderson, the original female vocalist for Jefferson Airplane, passes away at the age of 74. Signe sang on the band's 1966 debut album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off, before leaving to care for her newborn baby, a decision she would later say she never regretted. On this day in 2013, Reg Presley, the lead singer for the Troggs on their 1966 smash, Wild Thing, dies after a year-long struggle with lung cancer. He is 71. On this day in 2007, Billy Joel sings the national anthem during Super Bowl 41, and Prince performs during the halftime festivities. On this day in 1983, Karen Carpenter dies of heart irregularities caused by anorexia nervosa, just short of her 33rd birthday. She had reportedly begun to make progress in fighting her condition when she collapsed at her parents' home in Downey, California. On this day in 1978, with movie theater promos showing John Travolta's character Tony Manero walking down the street to the beat of the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive, the tune shoots to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1977, one of the best-selling albums of all time, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, is released. The LP spends 31 weeks at the top of the Billboard album chart on the strength of the singles Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop, and You Make Loving Fun, all of which hit the top 10. And on this day, February 4th, 1971, a vocal group of five brothers, fronted by a 13-year-old lead singer, received their first gold record for what hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 4th, 1971, a vocal group of five brothers, fronted by a 13-year-old lead singer, received their first gold record. No, it's not Michael Jackson and the Jackson Five. It's Donny Osmond and the Osmond Brothers with One Bad Apple. Yeah!